made low.
Mm-hmm.
But if he hit him, he was intending to hit him.
Mm-hmm. And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say, oh, I'm
fine.
And Sam, if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Well, he passed. A lot of folks say he passed.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Well, I don't know the joke one.
And you say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
He died from?
In a place where people are buried.
In the graveyard.
And what they put the body in.
Chestlets.
And the ceremony is... Everybody went to the...
Oh, everybody went to the ceremony at the funeral home, at the church house.
And...
I said some have it at the funeral home, some have it at the church house.
Mm-hmm.
Say no.
If people are dressed in black, you say they're in...
They say they're in mourning, but people don't dress in black now. Going to the funeral, used to my coming up. Some of your relation died, we all dress in black.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that no more now.
And say if you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
Arthritis.
And this is a disease that children used to die from. They choke up.
Oh, diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
I guess that's the yellow jammers.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
They call it, way back they say appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
But they just say appendix. Yeah.
And say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had the...
Indigestion.
Or it came back.
Huh? You burped.
Or you were really sick.
Vomit.
Uh-huh. Any other ways of saying that?
Well, some people say, I throwed up.
Some
said, I vomit. But I say, I vomit.
Uh-huh. Any really crude way of saying that?
No, I guess that's all I know. Vomit and throwed up.
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Yeah.
Where?
In the stomach.
And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over the same girl's house, you'd say that he was...
Well, you know, they say in love now.
What did they used to say?
Well, they say he courting her mighty close.
And...
Now they say they in love.
Uh-huh. He would be called her...
His girlfriend.
And he would be her...
Her girlfriend. Her boyfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
Kissing a girl.
And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
When the boy done what?
When she stops letting him come see her, you'd say...
Oh, they had fell out. What happened?
You'd say he asked her to marry him, but she...
Oh, she didn't want him, I guess.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
They broke the engagement.
And you'd say if they didn't break the engagement, they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying that?
No, yes.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the...
Is the awful bride. The woman is the bride and the man is the groom, man.
Well, what about the man that stands up with the groom?
Oh, they call that his best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
I guess she's the best woman.
And a long time.